Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. On the show today, we have MAPS Credit Union's very own Chief Experience Officer, Chris Giles. He is here talking about the Credit Union's Branch Experience Transformation Initiative to migrate branches from a transaction-based to a more relationship-based interactions. And, and also he's running for the NACUSO board too, so bonus here. So we talk about both items here, and I hope you guys enjoy the conversation. Welcome to our show, and on today's program, oh my goodness, look who we have here, Mr. Chris Giles from MAPS Credit Union. Chris, how are you, sir? Good to see you again.
I am great, Mike. Thanks for having me. Love it.
You are welcome. Yeah, we ran into each other at the GAC last week, and went, hey, let's have you on the show. Come on. So, and sure enough, here we are. How did the GAC go for you?
You know, I love the GAC. Every year I think I have so many opportunities to just interact with new folks, and then also to run into people I've known across the industry for the last, you know, couple decades. Yep. And it's always a great time. Exhausting, but yes, really fun.
Yeah, we're all kind of basking in the glow of the post-GAC craziness. But yeah, it was a lot of fun for sure. So, and yeah, and speaking of, we were talking about having you on the show, and you guys at MAPS Credit, and you guys are always up to something there. You got your, like, your lab coats on, you're all these scientists and trying to get the best service to your members possible. And you guys are doing this branch experience transformation there this year to migrate branches from a transaction-based to a relationship-based interaction. So this kind of piqued my interest, so I had to have you on the show, along with I discovered that you're going to be running for the NACUSO board as well. So we'll talk about that in a little bit, but congrats on that as well. But let's talk about the branch experience transformation first of all. So what's this all about? What's this initiative all about?
Yeah, thanks. So this initiative is something that, honestly, at MAPS, we've been on kind of a 10-year journey and taking a look at what our credit union, you know, was essentially 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. And where we thought we needed to be, you know, 10 years into the future. So one of the big pieces of that was this understanding that as a credit union, to provide value for our members, it really had to be more than just doing the transaction that they came in to do. Because mm-hmm. the reality is they can get that anywhere.
Right.
And as technology advances, the chances are pretty good that whatever they came in to do, they probably didn't have to come in to do.
Right.
And so how are we going to provide value? And it really came down to conversations with members to learn about them, ask questions, uncover where are those additional areas that we could provide value, and then to kind of initiate that. So it's about expanding relationships mm-hmm. as opposed to just sort of taking orders and doing, you know, the bare minimum for each member.
Right. Like you said, pretty much anybody can do that, but you're taking it to a whole new level. And so what does it consist of? Because I know there's a whole laundry list of things you got to do. So share with us briefly, like, what does this transformation in particular look like at MAPS?
Yeah, so our strategy behind accomplishing this goal, you know, getting from A to B, essentially, it has a few different moving pieces to it. Enabling those conversations in branch, we need to give employees the time to do it. Because, of course, you can't stop to ask a member all about their current day and situation if there's a line out the door, right? So we need to give employees time.
Right.
And so our approach to that is enhance the digital platform, enhance the remote service options that members have today to make them easier, more intuitive, and just really bring those to the forefront. And then to begin the process of exposing members to these other channels and other ways to do the things that they already do.
Mm-hmm.
And the thought behind that is we would like the members to use digital or remote service when possible, but as opposed to trying to push them out of our branches, we look at it as trying to pull them out of our branches with these other great easy ways to do it, because really at the end of the day, it is about member choice.
Sure.
But expanding delivery and really discovery options for mm-hmm. members is really important. And we think that is one of the keys to giving employees the space and the time to mm-hmm. have those conversations. Now we also need to give them the tools to have those conversations. And so we've invested in some new training tools, some new training materials. We've hired a new training manager. And this is about getting employees very comfortable, very conversant around our digital tools. We want to make them the most digitally savvy employees in the credit union industry. And we also want to give them more financial savvy in terms of how to manage finances. So not only have we invested in the digital tools, we've also invested in actual financial counseling certification for employees in branches so that they are able to have these conversations
okay.
at a different level than they've had previously.
Gotcha. Yeah, because you gave me a whole list of like the things that you guys are going to do, like expand the digital and remote service options for members, new hardware and branches, and the new training that you mentioned here. The one that really kind of caught my attention, not that any of the other ones aren't important, they are important, but this one, new service model focusing on conversations. I went, whoa,
yes.
Okay, I haven't heard that one before. Can you share with us a little bit about that real quick?
Yeah, absolutely. So this is the core of the whole thing, right? At the end of the day, all these other things are to enable that conversation.
Gotcha.
And so we want to make that the center of the initiative and the center of our focus when it comes to talking with our branch folks.
Mm-hmm.
So we've put a lot of effort into, as I mentioned, all the training, but it really boils down to helping employees understand why this is important to have these conversations and to create these new opportunities to serve members, when it's appropriate to have that conversation
yeah.
with members, and then how to do it. How to look at a credit report and understand what you're seeing and find opportunities, ask questions and learn, hey, there's an opportunity for us to help this member here in this spot. And so shifting away from, you know, the four letter word of credit unions of sales, right? And instead talking about, this is about building a relationship and
yeah.
finding opportunities to help. That's
yeah.
something that everybody can get behind and everyone yeah. can get excited.
Yeah, oh, I love that. Okay, that's why I wanted to bring it up. I want to kind of get the behind the scenes part of that. So what's the why here, Chris? Why are you guys doing this branch experience transformation? I know the answer is obvious, but I want to get your take on it because I'm thinking in the back of my head is to one of the ones I'm thinking is differentiation or to differentiate from other financial institutions or other service entities in your area. Is that one of them or what's the,
yes.
what's your why?
Absolutely. Differentiation is really important when it comes to just being able to retain members and gain new members, right? We want to provide the most value that we can in a way that is relevant to the members. But also when you look at the emergence of technology and fintech and all of these new ways to do things that members have been doing forever, we recognize if we're trying to provide value in those ways
mm-hmm.
and with just transactions and that basic stuff, eventually we will get washed away. Because there will come a time when that's just going to be something that people, you know, talk to their fridge and tell it to open a new account, right? It's that all of that stuff, we can't provide value there. But the relationship and asking the questions and learning, that will always be relevant. People talking to people yeah. will have value for much longer than any sort of thing we could do for someone.
Okay.
So our big why ultimately is we want to create financial independence and financial freedom for our members. And the only way to do that is to have those conversations mm-hmm. and learn ways to help and then be able to do that.
It's amazing that we're surrounded by all this technology and it's important. I get it. But it all boils down to that conversation like you're talking about. And then to have that technology there to complement the conversations, it sounds like. So yeah. Oh, you guys are always,
right.
you guys are doing it right up there. You always do it right up there.
Mass
Credit
you.
Union. Hey, before I let you go, because I want to revisit with you down the road to see how this is going for you guys a little bit later this year. So
definitely.
I'm really excited to hear about that. But the other thing was like, hey, you're running for the NACUSO board as well. So I'm very excited to hear what's your why behind this, Chris. So I'm really excited for you.
Wow, well, I'm full of whys today. I'm like a 5-year-old. Huh? Why?
I sound like a 2-year-old kid. Why?
Yeah. So the NACUSO board, you know, I've been involved with NACUSO for a long time as an attendee. I used to attend when I was running a CUSO at MAPS. And then as I moved into the credit union side, I started attending, you know, as a credit union executive. And and seeing the way the industry, the credit union industry, is coming under pressure from competition, you know, and whether it's fintechs or the big banks, and regulatory pressure when it comes to, you know, interchange and NSF and just fee income and all these areas, I really feel like NACUSO is sitting in the prime spot to be a key architect in the solution to the problems that credit unions are having. So when I, you know, think about those problems and sort of where those solutions are going to come from, I feel like NACUSO is right there. And so I'm a problem solver. I'm a helper. I love to be creative and innovative. And I thought, this is a spot where I feel like I can really help. I can bring some value to a team that's already doing great work, but I would just love to roll up my sleeves and get in there as well.
Right on. And the other value that you bring too, that you mentioned in the first part of your answer, is that you used to be on the CUSO side and now you're on the credit union side. So you got both of those angles already. You can look at it from both of those lenses. Whatever issue or trend is coming up, you got that covered already, it sounds like.
Yes, for sure. I spent, you know, 7 or 8 years at MAPS running the CUSO and learned a lot about credit unions and what credit unions need. I feel like now that I'm a credit union executive, I'm sitting in a different chair, but I haven't lost all of the hundreds and hundreds of conversations that I had with different credit unions all through those years of trying to find ways to serve credit unions and help them reach their goals. I've seen, you know, hundreds of different ways to run a credit union. And so now that I'm on this side, I can talk to CUSOs, I think, in a language they understand. Yeah. I can give advice about all the things like, well, I sure wish I had known this when I was in the CUSO, because I could have been so much more useful to the credit unions that I was trying to help. So being on both sides, I think, has put me in a unique position, not to mention the fact that I'm just, frankly, a little bit obsessed with fintech and with technology. And I just think all that stuff is so cool that I have almost an endless appetite to hear about new business models and new products and the way all of these things come to market.
Well, that's the fun part of the job, is just discovering all these new, shiny, fun things, you know? So
that credit really is.
Take advantage of. So yeah, you have a fun job. So, and then to hopefully get on the NACUSO board would be the cherry on top of that ice cream sundae for sure. So yeah.
Good Definitely deal. would be.
Alrighty,
I have high hopes for it.
Well, let's get you on there. How about that?
I appreciate it.
No worries. Yeah, you're good people, Chris. And to have you on that board would be wonderful, obviously. So, I mean, the board, like you said, they're great people already, but to have you there would just make it that much better. So we're happy to help you get on there. So that'd be kind of cool.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Anytime, Chris. Anything else to add, Chris? I mean, you have a full plate, but it sounds like you have a full buffet here. You got a lot of stuff going on here. So,
yeah, no, I love it all. I guess maybe I would ask, if anyone's out there and you're members of NACUSO and you do have a ballot, you know, I would be remiss if I didn't ask for your vote. I think that I bring a lot of value and I look forward to the opportunity to do that. So if you're out there and you have a ballot, you haven't filled it out yet, you see my name, feel free to check that box.
Got it. Alrighty, sir. And we'll put the link and any types of links in the show notes so people can get right to it as well. And also, I mean, and speaking of NACUSO, that show is right around the corner as well. So it's going to be here before you know it at the end of March, beginning of April. So yeah, so excited to see you guys there, and as well as all Absolutely. The cool CUSOs that are popping up everywhere. So it's going to be a lot of fun as well.
Yeah, sounds great. Thank you so much, Mike.
You are welcome, Chris. Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.